When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we have some accounting to do. You know, as you all have noticed, the world hasn't ended.
Unfortunately not.
We are past the date of the eclipse. I cannot levitate. Now, to be fair, I haven't tried shooting lightning from my hands, so maybe it's...
I tried a little, you know. I tried to jerk off doing it, but it didn't work.
That'd be a hell of a superpower. Well, now we get to do one of my favorite things, though, is we get to look at some failed prophecy.
Oh, boy.
Because this was a big deal for everyone.
Yeah, the whole conspiracy community really couldn't help themselves.
They cannot learn their lesson. They are gambling addicts. I'm coming around to this theory that this is all some sort of process addiction. Where they just, they
like rolling the dice.
Well, they lose big, but they always think like,
just one more hand.
If the Bills win the Super Bowl, I'm back in this.
One more hand.
And it's never the case. So we're going to go to Lois Vogel Sharp. And then at some point, depending on when David goes live again, we got to get to Gary Spivey. We haven't covered Gary Spivey in like 5 months.
It's been a minute since we've covered old Gare Bear.
But this, I haven't watched any of this, but this is from the 3rd, and it's just titled The Storm Is Here.
Wow. Which, I've heard that phrase before.
Almost like she's been saying it for 7 straight years at this point.
Yeah.
Dressed in her fucking Fuji sweater. And her obnoxiously loud music.
Hi, I'm Lois Vogel Sharp. Today's April 3rd, 2020.
What's going on with her eyes?
And I just got...
they always kind of look like that.
It has been that long since I've seen her. They feel more electrified.
She charged up for the eclipse, maybe. This was shortly before. I don't know.
This was 5 days before. So, she thought it was going to happen. She was
That's
psyched.
True. She was all hyped up.
4:38 p.m. And this should be sent out wherever you can send it out because it's about the storm and about the storm
we
in
are.
America.
We're sending it out, Lois.
Well, we're doing our part.
Yeah, we're doing it.
I will give these people credit for not deleting all these videos once it doesn't happen.
Well, they're never ashamed of being wrong. It's kind of a badge of honor.
I think it's really just the only thing they actually care about is attention. They're all just huge narcissists and they want eyes on them.
Yeah.
It's a positive if they're correct, but being incorrect isn't necessarily bad. As long as people pay attention to them.
Yeah, I mean, they're rarely ever correct.
In fact, I can't think of literally a single time. I cannot think of a single case.
And what's going to solve the problem here?
Hell yeah.
So we actually have the storm hitting us now. It hasn't turned to snow yet. We're not really sure exactly how bad it's going to be. But we have a flood watch.
Oh, a literal storm is coming. Oh, okay.
But is this, I think this might be like a metaphorical, you know, God is sending a literal storm to coincide with.
The actual storm?
Yeah.
Weather advisory, so it's all kinds of stuff happening. And I know that this went across the United States, tornadoes hitting places. We're in the end times. That's the only thing I said.
As you said, yes.
Listen to what the spirit is telling us here. The storm is here. Uh-huh. Should I fear?
Oh, hell yeah.
It's been, I don't even think she rhymed last time we watched her.
No, I don't think she did.
God, I missed this.
Is it foolish to have faith? Is it a mistake? The wind, oh, how it blows.
Hell yeah.
Only heaven knows.
Ooh.
And as I see the tree tumble to the ground, it rumbles.
Someone's got to talk to her about meter. Because none of these lines, it's like an awkward fucking haiku.
She doesn't understand, you know, that part.
What should I do? Because I can see. It blows.
It blows all right, Lois.
Heaven knows. Ooh. And as I see the tree tumble to the ground, it rumbles.
Hold on. Let's appreciate this. As I see the tree tumble to the ground, it rumbles.
It rumbles.
Is it a mistake? The window, how it blows, only heaven knows. Ooh. And as I see the tree tumble to the ground, it rumbles.
She's not even reading it right.
She wrote this and she can't even emphasize the rhyming words correctly.
What should I do? Because I can see this is all true.
Ooh.
Then the rain showers down from the heavens. It makes you feel very unleavened.
No, oh, come on.
And right. Very unleavened? I don't think that's... Isn't that... Wouldn't that be like bread that didn't rise?
That's what God gave to the Israelites, is unleavened bread, which I'm assuming is why she's using the word, but it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, but she wasn't referencing bread.
No, no. She's a dumb woman. She doesn't know.
What does it mean? You didn't rise?
As you wait to see another tree.
Her husband's got ED.
That looks like it has cracked, and it too will go down with a slap. So the storm is upon us. As we watch and pray,
the
evil is
away.
Harnessed. Oh. But we know not until we get rid of Joe.
Ooh. Got him. Got him.
She really believes God is giving her rhymes about Joe Biden. What?
Well, yeah, dude, he's got to go.
I do kind of like, and that does rhyme with Joe.
Yeah, Joe's got
to
go.
It's meant to be. I do like the idea of God is like a petty battle rapper, though. I would hope he have better things to do with his time, but maybe not.
Not during the end times.
Will we get back the White House? And once again,
I mean, what is
make
the Bible
God's...
if not a book of rhymes?
Yeah, that's true. The Psalms and all that.
Yeah,
that's...
the Lord has a history of kicking freestyles.
Evil is harnessed. But we know not until we get rid of Joe will we get back the White House and once again make it God's house.
Well,
so we wait with all the patience we can muster up and make sure we do not just...
I think you forgot the other part of the rhyme.
Hold on. One more.
Green Lantern.
And once again, make it God's house.
Uh-huh.
So we wait with all the patience we can muster up.
Okay, we wait with all the patience we can muster up.
And make sure we do not just...
Okay, yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
That's not even close. There's like three other syllables you're missing there.
Yeah, she skipped.
You can't
like...
set up a multisyllabic rhyme and then only rhyme the first half.
Expect some luck. But
okay, so did she...
I think she just skipped that.
Mustered with luck.
But get out and make it all happen and stop napping.
Ooh. yeah, everybody wake up from your nap.
Oh, man. Well, Sleepy Joe, you know, God
oh,
is
right.
going to
yes,
you.
Of course. How did I miss
this?
This
is very layered rhymes.
But get out and...
We should put these up on Rap Genius. I think anyone can submit these.
Vote to change evil's control and send him down his hole.
We'll just call her Louis V.
What hole is she talking about here?
The butthole.
It will happen and stop napping, but get out and vote to change evil's control and send him down his hole.
Yeah, you're going to fuck his hole.
Change evil's control and send him down his hole.
Yeah, his butthole.
Time to get serious. America is delirious.
Ooh.
And the election
like
will
that,
shut the
like
door
that, like
to
that,
evil
like
once more.
Nice.
Okay, she's finishing strong.
This is not some chore to ignore.
Ooh.
Get rid of Biden. It's where evil is hiding.
Oh, got him. Crushing.
Look, as long as you finish strong, that's going to be what people remember.
Yeah,
this
go
is,
out on, with a bang.
And changing.
I hope that's more literal for her.
This country from what it was to silence the Christians and get rid of God by allowing the mobs. You cannot be merciful to evil. It causes nothing but upheaval and needs to go along with Joe.
Okay, you already said that.
You
Lois.
Think she's ever discovered Rhyme Zone?
I don't think so because Rhyme Zone has multi-syllable rhymes.
Can someone
these days.
Go? Can someone go drop her the link to Rhyme Zone? That will blow her fucking mind.
Yeah, I think. If I had to guess, these are probably written as a freestyle. I think this is a James Joyce type situation.
Yeah, this is just, you know, stream of consciousness.
Pen to pad.
This is so,
ooh.
And every Christian should know.
Ooh.
They deny Jesus. Can't you see this?
Ooh, got him. Gang, 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 gang.
Damn.
Love the spirit. Hear it.
Ooh.
It's self-explanatory.
Yep, that really, it was. It explained itself.
I do, I do hope at a certain point she finally explains why it is that Joe Biden is so, like, I guess she doesn't like him, but I'm not sure how he's bringing about the literal apocalypse.
Well, I mean, he's evil.
I guess. I think that's kind of it, right? She doesn't really speak on policy. I think just his presence is what's bringing about.
Yeah, just he's not Trump. You know? I'm not sure she could name, like, three other politicians, to be honest.
No, and I guess, you know, we should explain, because we haven't covered Lois in a while. She believes Donald Trump is literally Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
She thinks he's literally the Messiah. So he has to be in power to usher in the end time so we can all ascend.
Yeah.
And we must get back America or we're done. We'll say that again. If
so
we don't
heated.
Win this election.
She's so fucking focused. She's so locked in.
In 2024, not only is the country done, so are the Christians.
Oh, they're coming for Christians.
Wow, they're going to kill them.
Won't someone think of the persecuted Christians?
Yeah.
She said this in 2020 also, though.
She's been saying it for a while, yeah.
God, we really did get stuck in a fucking time loop. We're just in 2020 again.
Yeah, they kind of were just like, let's just run that back.
Well, the problem is when you speak in these grandiose terms and then what you want to happen doesn't happen, but then the world also doesn't end.
Yeah.
It kind of fucks everything up.
Well, they seem to misunderstand that it could just get worse.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to end. It could just keep getting worse.
No, the world doesn't have to end. Yeah. You're right. Things could just get increasingly worse for everyone. It doesn't. But once you throw out, like, the world ending is the end of bad. Like, that's the worst thing that could happen. There's nothing.
Yeah.
You can't go a step beyond that.
There's nothing after the end.
So you always got to, when you're making a prediction, keep it like two layers below that final layer so you got somewhere to move with it.
I mean, I guess it's just fun to call the end.
Yeah, because then if you're right, that's one of those ego-feeding things, I think.
It's trying to hit like a really good parlay.
She's Mike Stanton. Look, she's just swinging for the fences.
Look, if there's an eclipse, Joe Biden dies, and Donald Trump gets back in, I'm going to be big.
Yeah.
I'm hitting it big.
Because that's who he's coming after, and he's already begun.
Well, and that's the beautiful thing about this, is all the people who actually believe this stuff are so fucking dumb that if she did manage to say some correct things, they would completely dismiss the 7 previous years where she's been completely wrong.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of it. You only got to hit, like, once.
And she'd go back to blowing up.
Yeah.
Gun to do that. He is getting rid of God.
He's doing
the devil, that? Antichrist, is getting rid of God out of the world.
Wow.
If he can.
Man, Joe Biden.
I thought he was supposed to be Jewish.
Yeah. I can't remember what her belief on this is. I don't know. I'm not sure she's read the fucking Bible, to be honest.
It wouldn't shock me if she, you know, she's perused it.
God, she looks fucked up. She's one of those people where you can get these pause screens where she looks like a demonic entity.
I'd give anything to see her fucked up.
We know.
Dude, is that a trailer park behind her?
I believe, if I'm recalling my Lois Vogel Sharp lore properly, she records these where she was building her church.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think she ever got money to build a church, so now it's just a plot of land where she sleeps in a trailer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
That he can't, because God's the one that always wins. It looks like the enemy's winning.
Uh-huh.
But he never wins.
Right.
Because God is in control, even though it doesn't look like it sometimes. And that's the whole point. Should I have faith? Absolutely. We should always believe and we should always trust, but we must get out and vote and do our part.
I don't, I don't disagree with this, but I do think the problem she can never seem to realize is she's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, it's her predictions that are making everything look really bad because she's saying Joe Biden is the Antichrist.
Yeah. It's not really the Lord's fault.
Well, it's one of those things where I'm not sure if the guy can be a doddering fool and the Antichrist.
Hard to sell.
You can say a lot of things about the devil, but one thing, he's not incompetent.
No, he's pretty good.
He does, that's, you know, you got to figure who he's competing with. He goes up against the Lord.
Yeah.
He's got to be semi-competent to put up a fight,
he's
right?
He's been doing the job well for quite a while.
He's been at it since time began, so I don't think those two things reconcile.
Art. It doesn't matter if you think Trump is an idiot, you don't like his personality. He's what was right for the country.
Right.
You can't find anything he did wrong when he was a president.
Uh-huh.
Well,
he helped the country. He brought gas down. He had our own. He was making America a safe haven unto her own. He was bringing everything into our country so we could be free from having to depend on the world.
These Mexicans.
Because as Antichrist rises up, you might not be able to depend on some of these countries that you're working with right now. Because evil is going to get that strong that it's going to want to silence good. That's what's going on here, folks.
She is fucking
This is
geeked.
Not a battle against Republicans and Democrats. This is a battle against good and evil.
And she does say this is not a battle against Democrats and Republicans, but she only has framed it in those terms.
Well, they're evil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's not about that.
Yeah.
It's about something
Anybody
else.
That well, they, can have, say a
they
baby
just
can
happen
be
to be evil, you know?
Yes, it's very convenient that everything fits very neatly within her political framework.
Mm-hmm. After birth, or at a nine-month time frame.
Hell yeah, they're killing the children, Lois.
Period. That's just evil. You can't single out one group and call them not acceptables, which is what's happening to the Christians and the conservatives.
Where is she getting this
news? They
don't
like us.
Hopefully Telegram.
Because we believe in Jesus. And we believe in God. And we have the right to our religious freedom. That's what this country was founded under.
Maybe I'm way out of the loop. I haven't seen a ton of Christian persecution. I've seen conservatives get yelled at.
Yeah.
Not typically based on the idea of a belief in God.
I mean, I suppose that's your what's your definition of, you know.
That's why they came here from England, because they didn't have their freedom
right,
of religion.
Right, of course.
Hell yeah.
And now once again, they're trying to steal it from us. And if you're a Christian and you think Biden is great, you must stop watching these stations, Newsmax, that are actually speaking the truth.
You got to start watching Newsmax.
You have to. I think she's a big, what's that, OAN?
OAN.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's big Newsmax and OAN.
Do you know Pat Beverly David, PBD? Is that his name?
I think, you know.
I know, he looks kind of Iranian.
I'm not sure he's white. He may have some Democrat in him, if you catch my drift. There was a period of time where she was saying Newsmax had been taken over by the liberals, though.
Oh.
Notoriously liberal Newsmax.
Yeah, they got infiltrated.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyone who doesn't agree with her is a liberal.
That's true.
Truth. Everything that Trump says, they take it out of context and they're putting lies in there.
Well, that's
they're not
right.
saying the whole statement that he makes. So it makes it, they take a snippet and it makes it like it's not true.
Wow, Lois that he's just has just discovered
being
this.
Mean.
Yep. She's discovered
calling
social
the
media.
Migrants, you know, animals. That's not what the man said. His wife's a migrant that came over here. Are you kidding me? No,
yeah.
He's calling those that murder people.
Melania's the type
people
of migrant
that
we need.
People
cut people's
heads off.
Yeah.
Rape women, murder people.
She's got good Republican
babies
skin.
And everything else are animals. No, you know what? I won't even give him the name of an animal because I love my animals. I love my dog.
They're subhuman.
Damn, she's going for it.
Of horses. I love animals. They're monsters.
Yeah, they're
That's
Mexicans.
What they are.
Monsters.
So I'm Lois Vogelsharp. I'll be back when he sends.
What do you think she does after she records these? Because she just worked herself into a fucking tizzy over 7 minutes.
Yeah, for a 7 minute video.
I have a hard time believing she can go from this like a drag race car. Like, I don't think she has the ability to deploy the parachute.
I like to imagine she just goes and smokes heaters.
Be back again. Don't forget tomorrow. It will be What Does God Think?
In her trailer.
And
God
don't forget
Mexicans.
This first Saturday of the month, I will be live, Lois Live, and there'll be a lot of stuff I'll be talking about. Don't forget the conference. There are still seats if you want to get in there.
Damn it.
We have to give them a final head count of how many. And I just want you people to know that the food
will
is free
suck.
Breakfast,
oh.
Free lunch, and from 1 o'clock on Saturday to 9 o'clock, there'll be free coffee, free waters, free teas, whatever that they have there.
Uh-huh.
It's free. The ministry's giving it to the people. The conference is free. God's blessing his people because he wants you to be there.
And church is usually free,
Yeah, they don't usually, there's not usually a cover charge in church.
One of the sons of God. So We love you very much. Have a blessed day, and I'll be back when he sends me back again.
Thank you, Lois.
Okay. Well, so that was the, what was it, the third of the month. Let's jump. Let me make sure I do these in order. This would have been 2 days after the eclipse happened.
Look how happy she is.
Well, she does this where, if I had to predict, I would guess she's going to say whatever she said would happen still happened, just not in the way we would have anticipated.
We just didn't notice.
God, this fucking music. So needlessly loud.
Hi, I'm Lois Vogelschaap. Today is April 10th, 2024. And I got this last night at 6.
Look at her frizzy fucking 20, hair.
Something like that. It was later
although
in the day.
Although still nice and dark. Good for her.
Yeah, I'm guessing this is, she probably has some non-natural enhancement going
little,
on here.
Little dye job.
Well, I think she's 70-something, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, she's
correctly.
Pretty old.
So. Oh, I got one around that time.
Although sometimes hate has this ability to, like, preserve people. You see it sometimes with, like, opiate addicts, too. For some reason, there's, like, a level of suffering that just encases people in amber, and they just kind of remain the same.
Well, hate is a very, you know, a good resource to use. You can have an endless amount of it.
I suppose it's any powerful enough force can be used for this purpose.
Yeah, hate is free energy.
Yes.
It means anything or not, but... the Father is, this is from the Holy Spirit, but they're putting out that they're not very happy with the way things are going right now. So there's a little bit of God's righteous anger happening.
Uh-oh.
God's anger? Or
so he's been putting out these words.
Maybe your anger. So
we better take it to heart because we always associate it with people that aren't following the Lord, but... Christians, too, are not acting the way they should be.
Oh,
so
no.
We really need to take things to heart. When God's not
the
happy
Christians
with things,
have turned
we need
on
to really
Lois.
Take a good look in the mirror and check our own lives out and make sure we're walking the walk the way we should be.
Is she tearing up?
A little
Father,
bit.
We thank you for
Hell
everything
yeah.
you do. We thank you for your words, and we rebuke the enemy in Jesus, Yeshua's name.
Oh, I don't want
your
to see your
hearts
sad.
Are wicked to the core. I do not want to see any more. Take your ship away from my shore. This land you cannot.
Her reading this like very sullenly is very funny. Just what? A depressed poetry reading.
You know, she didn't like it. She got it from the Lord.
Explore. We cannot any longer ignore that you want much more. Get Wait. Off my shore.
You,
why did
on.
She use get off my shore twice?
She used shore and more twice.
Lazy.
You will no longer ignore. It is you we deplore.
Okay.
You think you will sneak onto our shore?
I think the Lord's getting real lazy.
Yeah.
It's been like four words the entire time. Shore, deplore, more.
Yeah, she's keeping it simple.
Wanting more and more. But now the time
is
for the ship to get off our shore.
Is she reading the same line?
What's going on here? Hold on. Let's run this through.
Enemy in Jesus, Yeshua's name. Your hearts are wicked to the core.
Okay.
I do not want to see any more.
Right.
Take your ship away from my shore.
Okay, that's one.
This land you cannot explore.
Okay.
We cannot any longer ignore.
Okay.
That you want much more.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
get off my shore.
That's two mores and two
we
shores.
We will no longer ignore. It is you we deplore.
Right.
You think you will sneak onto our shore?
That's three shores.
Wanting more and more?
That's
but now
three
the time
and four mores.
Is for the ship to get off our shore.
All right.
All right, come on.
To someone else's door.
Oh.
You tried.
Shit like
you implied that you were
like
weak.
That.
But you're a liar filled with the drink that what? Makes you crazy, brazen and gaining more and more ground.
What is the drink that makes you crazy, brazen and gazing?
Yep.
Gaining, I'm sorry.
We're all just drunk gazing.
I thought she was going to say brazy at first.
You are not sound and we do not want you around.
Ooh.
Repent before it's too late. We are not looking for a date.
Ooh.
You are filled with lust. You are a bust.
Oh, no. We busted.
Because we discerned who you are. You surely are no star.
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
So
harsh
keep
words.
On walking. No stopping for talking.
Ooh.
Time to go.
Damn.
Just like Joe.
Oh, the Lord is furious.
Yeah, he fucking hates Joe Biden.
Boy,
dude.
Does he.
God, you would think God would just be able to, you know, kill a 70-year-old man.
80, like, four, I think.
Yeah. It shouldn't be that difficult. I feel like, you know, a stiff breeze could
he does it all the
over.
Time, yeah.
You took advantage
Uh-oh.
And for granted that nobody would see your evil heart, but you've been thwart.
I'm not sure that's the correct way to do it.
I'm not sure her heart's in this anymore.
No.
These are some substandard
this
bonds.
This is sad, yeah.
It shouldn't have been from this. It should have been from the start. But better late than never. Through all your evil endeavors.
Why can she no longer read? She's struggling.
I feel like this is like Eminem coming out of rehab.
Yeah, he's got to learn to talk again.
Yeah.
Time to ring the freedom bell, and you better repent as well,
okay.
Or you will surely be
to
sent
hell?
To hell.
Ooh.
The spirit. Hear it.
Ooh.
I love when she freestyles at the end. She's so proud of herself.
Yeesh.
I wouldn't want to be in his shoes.
Is she speaking about God or Joe Biden?
I think Joe Biden.
Okay.
God's not happy.
Oh, maybe God, actually.
He's not happy with anybody involved in any of that.
What?
Lying, deception. Lying to the American people left and right.
Oh, no. Okay. God is very upset with Joe Biden.
He just said again today how great the economy's doing better and better and better.
Yeah. Why am I so poor if the economy's doing good?
Why am I living in a trailer?
It's a lie. I went to buy eggs the other day and the price was outrageous.
Putting this whole mystical spin on just like boring fucking talk radio talking points is insane.
God is mad about the eggs.
It. It's not good.
I had to put them back.
Because they're not listening to God.
You know how embarrassing that is at Target?
They're following the devil. And everything he's trying to do to this country.
I had to eat
we
potatoes.
We must continue to pray.
Like a Mexican.
Pray. Keep saying the prayer that God gave us every day. Make sure that we rebuke and we stand
always
fast.
Always God a rebuke.
On our faith, believing that we're going to get back this country.
Three or four times a day.
I try to do as much
name.
As possible.
Yeah, wake up,
we
I rebuke.
Thank you, Father, for saving America. And making her blessed again. So we keep on going. This is another tell it like it is.
She's really fucking
depressed.
The
father is not happy. I'll be back when he sends me back again. Jesus. Gary, I love you very much. Don't forget, what does God think? Thursday at 8 p.m. Don't forget the conference.
What a crazy title for a show.
What does God think?
If he can still get there. It's going to be about healing of our souls, too. And a lot of things that cause our body to
we're
be
we're
going to
make a special Kool-Aid.
A lot of it has to do with our souls.
That we're all going to drink.
And healing of our emotions and the things that weigh us down. So there's a lot involved in what's going to be happening those 2 days.
I would imagine
April 19th
so.
And 20th. So if you can actually get there,
a 420,
there.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Just let us know so we can have a head count for them. We're getting pretty close to the timing. But there's still seats available if you want to get in. They always have extra seats. You know, in case you get more people than you think or whatever.
Of well, course,
so
yeah.
You're not going to sell the venue
don't
out.
Don't not go because you think you can't get in. And there's motels around the area.
The
you don't
Cowboys
have to go to that
stadium.
Motel. That motel is quite expensive.
Oh, that's the motel's too expensive.
So I'll
that
be
Holiday
back.
Inn.
Be back again.
Have $20 a day. What am I made of, eggs? All right. and then this is the first, like, long-form one. Wow.
It's beautiful.
It's God's country.
No Mexicans.
No Joe Bidens.
Hello.
I'm going to hope she talks at some point.
It's just going to be this for 40 minutes, slowly panning left and right.
Our very own Lois Vogel Sharp screen say, okay, that's just God with a question mark. Oh.
Oh, this is what does God think?
Let's all appreciate the difference in volume between her music and then when she starts talking. Do you think she edits her own videos? I don't know why I've never thought of that.
I mean, it's got to either be her or her husband, right?
Gary.
It's episode 20 of What Does God Think? And this is about what does God think about fear?
What does he think?
So, Father, we thank you for always teaching us through your spirit. Keep us moving in the right direction of learning who we are as the sons of God. And we do rebuke the evil going on.
Gotta rebuke. Always rebuke.
There's two meanings of fear in the Bible, all right? One talks about the fear of the Lord. And I'm just going to briefly go through that very quickly before I get into what we all think of fear as being frightened of something.
Her face looks like a kabuki mask.
That makes us scared.
Yeah, oh, if this was a fake person, I'd believe it, yeah.
She's a clone.
Before I start, I just want to let you know that the conference is coming next week.
She's really pitching this conference.
I will not be doing one of these videos.
She's got to sell tickets,
dude.
I'm
leaving on Thursday.
She's got to afford her trailer.
Florida, so I will not be able to get an episode out that Thursday. It'll be the next following Thursday. So I just want to put that out there so you can remember that and realize it. So what does God say in the word? Fear. The word fear in the Bible, when it talks about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, which is in Proverbs 9, 10 through 12, it's yira.
Of course.
It means to be in awe, to reverence, honor, respect. That's what it means when it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Uh-huh.
It also says
the just
fear
the
of the
world's
Lord is
the dumbest
of
woman teaching you about
of the
Bible.
Holy
yep.
One and understanding.
She always has all the mannerisms of a teacher, but it's like she
so
can't quite put it together.
Oh, they fired me from the school district.
Wisdom and knowledge of the Holy One God.
God, what do you think Jesus, her job was?
The Holy Spirit.
She couldn't. Oh. No, what am I talking? Stay at home mother.
You
what am I talking about?
Yeah, probably.
She's too traditional to.
And in respect,
well, stay a trailer.
Who he is as God. You have to recognize his position as God, and you have to know that don't mess with him because he's God. So when it says the fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom, it means to have that form of a fear in knowing that he's God, and he can send people to hell, and he will send people to hell.
A certain group of people.
Yeah, we know who.
That's the problem. That's missing in the world
dirty,
today. There is no
illegal
fear
Democrats.
Of the Lord. So everybody's doing whatever they want. There's no consequences. There are no consequences for breaking of the law anymore. Lawlessness, like the Bible talks about in the end times. It's absolutely lawlessness going on. If we don't follow the laws of the land, the people are certainly not going to listen to what God is saying is right and wrong. And that's the big problem we're dealing with. So there's no wisdom. There's nothing but what I would call foolishness.
We're
happening.
All retarded. Just everybody's fucking stupid now.
Chaos.
She started so calm.
So that's a form of
she
fear
jumped to furious in the first four
now,
minutes.
She's got that Alex Jones-esque talent to become infuriated very
dangerous.
Quickly.
I think she intends to come across as like composed, but then she starts hearing the words she's saying and it enrages her.
Yeah, she hypes herself up.
Like, you don't run in the street when you
it's
see
so
a car
cool
coming.
To do nothing but read the Bible and hate
child.
People.
And just get angry.
Don't go in
such
the
a
street.
Sick thing to do.
Then they kick the ball and it goes in the street and they go running into the street. So what do? You yell
and then
and
I
stop.
Hit him with my car one time.
The not
but
citizens. They don't have rights.
They have no fear yet of the fact that a car could hit them and kill them. It's like a child. If you open your front door and you have steps going down and you have a one-year-old walking across the room, that one-year-old's going to walk right out that door. For real.
Well, he's trying to escape from you.
And fall right down those stairs. You can't take someone out of an age group either and expect them to have more knowledge than they have. This is what they're doing today. The foolishness of non-reverence for God and taking little children, ages 2, 3, 4,
mm-hmm.
and deciding what sex they're supposed to be. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
She's really come down to this this trans. I wonder if she's read the cast review. The cast review is out. I haven't read the full thing yet. It's 400 pages. But
I doubt she'll read it. She'll catch it on Newsmax.
I don't think she does a whole lot of reading. I think she does a whole lot of anger.
I think she just watches Newsmax all day and just gets fucking furious with these goddamn illegals.
Well, they're trans in the kids, dude. It's the one thing she's not entirely wrong about. She's just, you know.
She's right for the wrong reasons.
Correct.
Yeah.
Of the sex that God created them to be.
We're cutting off their dicks.
That's absolutely non-wisdom. Because at that age, a child has no clue about being a male or a female.
Talk about Lupron.
They don't even understand butt stuff.
With dolls and he's a boy. So what? Maybe he's making him a good father. Mm-hmm. Learning how to treat a baby. And love a baby. We right away have to throw these scenarios in just to disrupt.
They're making the kids gay, Lois.
She's right.
Walk of life that we have from the time we're born and we come into the world. You can't expect a newborn to be able to say, hey, Ma, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
They do cry.
You have to understand that a newborn can't even lift his head up properly.
Yeah, how could he be
gay? You don't pick your newborn up like this.
They can't even sit up.
How are you going to suck a dick if you can't do a sit-up?
A reverent fear.
That's
of
just not smart.
Things that can happen if we do foolish things. So, it uses the word fear.
Oh, right. That's what this is supposed to be about. The fear of the Lord.
You have to have some kind of a fear of certain things. Reverence of things. It's like the ocean.
Remember when she got furious because we called her trans?
Yeah. I wonder if that's why she got onto it.
I used to go to the ocean every weekend as a teenager.
I think,
that was the thing to do.
I think she got onto it first, and then we all started calling her trans. And that's really when she kicked it into overdrive.
Yeah. I always thought twice in my head.
Just responding to Rumble comments.
And you can
I'm
go
not
in
trans.
There,
I'm not trans. The kids are trans.
There's people online calling me trans.
You have to have reverent fear of those waves, knowing you could die.
Well,
is that
I don't want that.
Is that
no.
stupid? No. That's the beginning of wisdom.
A fear-based belief system doesn't seem super great
and
to
then
me.
You have those people in life that challenge
of death.
That stuff. They just have it in themselves to have a form of rebellion against that. And they're going to push it to the limit of what they can actually get away with and not die.
Uh-huh.
Like Evel Knievel.
Well, I think he died.
Yeah, he sure did.
You know?
Just what an old reference, though.
And had to get out of the chains and everything.
I bet she's a big Evel Knievel fan.
She kind of looks like him.
They push.
Her makeup is like the same colorway as his motorcycle.
And what they do.
I fucked him in the 60s.
People that watch them respect them.
I had a great weekend with Evel Knievel.
He put it in my butt.
The limits of the world and the way things function.
He said, don't be afraid.
That's how
I've done this plenty of times.
He fucked me in the Caesar's Palace fountain.
Of the power that he has and the things that he can absolutely positively do. So, that's something you need to know.
I'm glad I know it then.
That,
thank
I wanted
you.
To cover that before I go into actual fear.
Oh, fear.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to get a look at all her notebooks.
I'm so afraid.
This is not something we really want to deal with either. I'm going to start in 2 Timothy. This is my favorite scripture about fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. I taught this to my daughter when she was a little girl and she used to get scared.
And now she thinks she's a boy. I gotta.
Because this scripture is great.
Trans my baby.
for God has not
she
given
cut
us
her tits off.
The spirit of fear.
Joe Biden took a vagina.
You know what he calls it? A spirit of fear. It just doesn't say, for God has not given us fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Well, you don't have
that.
So
anybody that's dealing with mental issues, God says we're supposed to have a sound mind.
Oh,
so then there's a
problem. You're not supposed to be crazy.
For those that have mental illnesses and situations that they've dealt with.
We're going to burn in hell.
Why don't they have sound
minds? Oh,
no.
This is terrible news.
There's reasons for that.
I can't control it.
But God has not given
us this is how he made me.
This doesn't seem fair.
Can be
made in his image.
Recognized as a demonic entity that attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be rebuked. You have to come at
always.
That when it comes at you.
I'm always
you're,
rebuking.
You're bound in fear.
Never stop rebuking.
Fear yeah. I mean, what I read... It's saying fear is not an emotion, but I don't agree with that.
Oh, the God is wrong.
Is an
I understand.
Of course.
There are negative emotions and there are positive emotions. Fear is an emotion. And I don't believe that every time you fear, it's a demon coming after you.
Oh, okay.
That'd be silly.
You
yeah.
just
yeah.
hear a noise and get fearful. It doesn't mean a demon attacked you because you heard the noise.
I love watching a woman who's very close to death
and you have
try
no
to display her wisdom and there's just
is.
Nothing there.
But yeah. fear is an emotion.
She's gone 70 years and hasn't had a fucking thought.
The Lord has not given me a spirit of fear. My spirit, my personal spirit does not have to have fear.
Just anger.
This is what she has
power,
to offer the youth.
The power of the fire and love and a sound mind. My mind is sharp, quick, sound.
Yep, that's what I would say.
It does
say.
Crazy yep. things.
Sharpest mind I've ever encountered.
It's right on target. That's the way we're supposed to be living our lives. So, what do we do about that? Those that abound in fear and everybody's worried about what's going on and what if the collapse happens now and this and that and this. We're not to be fearful of these things.
Okay, don't
God
fear
tells
the
us
collapse.
I'm going to show you where he tells us.
She seemed pretty fearful in
we're
the other videos.
We're not supposed to have fear because we're supposed to trust him. If you have fear, you're not operating in faith. Therefore, you're not trusting him with your life. And yes, you literally have to trust him with your life.
Okay.
Because your life is always in his hands.
Wow.
The day you're born and
just
the day you go home.
The most generic Bible lessons possible.
Dies, yeah.
You got to trust God. Right. I don't know if anyone's ever said this.
She only does the beginner's course.
Go home.
This is Jesus 101.
Going home is a great thing, too. It's how you get there.
Right. You got to die.
We should go totally of old age. But the world that we're in, there's a lot of sin and a lot of things that happen and attacks come at us. And sometimes we don't have the knowledge and what we need to do about it. This is why the Spirit of God is teaching us how to be the sons of God. This is why we're doing the conference, because we're learning who we are as God's children, as the body of Christ. How to walk in that power and that fire that he's given us through the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave us that. He said, listen, if I don't leave, I can't give you the Spirit.
Wow.
The Holy Spirit could only come into us, technically, when we're washed free of our sin. Because
wow.
the Holy Spirit is holy. He was around them, motivating them.
Uh-huh.
But she just put it together that Jesus died for our sins.
Well, that's an important thing to figure out at
and
some
the
point.
Only way yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it usually takes people about 60, 70 years
Christ.
Reading the Bible.
Yeah, you know. We get there at our own pace.
To, follow in that,
to get to the
to
redemption
the best of our
thing.
Ability and actually be holy. He tells us, be ye holy as I am holy. People are like, oh, we can't be holy. You can so. Absolutely
wow.
we can. I walk in holiness.
Oh,
all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah. All the time.
Because I live the life.
I'm so fucking
I'm
holy.
I have love. I have caring. I do whatever he tells me to do every day. My life my
she
life
has a very different
Lord.
Idea of love.
Period.
Well, I mean, look, she's crushing.
And my life is in loving my husband,
look,
my family.
I mean, look at that backdrop.
People, not judging.
Wait, now hold on a second, right. Lois.
Let's not be silly.
Judging is one of the only things you do well. You're
yeah.
great at being judgmental. It's your whole Rumble channel.
It's your skill.
On.
Just sharing Christ with you, the Father, the Son, the Spirit with you.
Yeah, those are three parts.
So yeah, you can be holy. Absolutely. You can be the true bride of Jesus. That's what he's looking for.
Well, I
and
mean,
that's what
no.
he's doing with us.
I don't want to be a bride.
Jesus just trans
right,
us.
Yeah, hold on now.
So that's one of my favorite scriptures, Timothy, because it says it all. God has not given us
just,
a spirit
it just
of fear,
says big
the power of love
stand.
And of
wait,
or does that say start? God, look at her psychopathic handwriting.
That is like hostage note writing.
Yeah,
but I think you're right. I think it just says start. She writes center aligned. All the words are down the middle of the page.
What an odd bird.
Depending on where this goes, I may jump out and
Luke
go to another one of her
1232.
Videos. As much as I love really her preaching the Bible.
Jesus said, don't be afraid, little flock. For your father...
Don't be afraid, little waka flocka.
Simple statement, but how absolutely positively...
Okay, we're going to watch her go crazy again. I need... She's too grounded when she talks about the Bible.
Yeah, she's on script. It's not as good.
Okay, here we... You're so done. That's what I'm talking about. All I do is love. You're going to fucking burn in hell.
There's one simple sugar hack anyone can do to balance
I
glucose
Rumble
levels
commercials.
Almost overnight.
Nice.
Did you know
you could cure cancer with baking soda? They don't tell you this on mainstream media.
And I got this last night at 5:01 p.m.
Oh, wait, what day was this on? This is the end of last month.
And I was just sitting there minding my own business.
Look how happy she is in this video compared to the other ones.
You're so done.
How many beanies do you think she has?
And then it continued. I said, I'm getting a word.
I take her to be the type that makes those herself.
Yeah,
so
she seems like a knitter.
Yeah. Well, what?
So I went in and I wrote this thing down. This is like amazing what the Lord is saying here, coming against the enemy. And I want to say something. I know everybody wants to know what's going on. We were never meant to know everything that's going on.
Oh, okay.
Because if that was the case, we wouldn't need our faith.
But then why is she always trying to tell us what's going to go on? All she does is try to predict what's going to go on.
Yeah.
We would just be told this is going to happen and be prepared for everything. We're supposed to operate in this world in faith. Without faith, we can't please God, according to the Bible. So we're not supposed to know everything. So the prophets don't know everything. We only know what God tells us and what he gives us.
Okay.
So,
is that the first time she's ever just blatantly said she's a prophet? I feel like she doesn't usually explicitly claim that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what is, you know, talking to the Lord if not being a prophet?
Also, if we're getting close to the end times, you might as well, you know, shoot your shot, stake your claim in the kingdom of the Lord.
Yeah, we got to sell tickets to this conference.
Yeah.
If you ask, well, what do you think about this or what do you think about that? I think nothing about it.
I believe that. I believe you don't do a lot of thinking.
I gave up thinking to let.
Really? Seriously? What does my opinion mean if it doesn't line up with God anyway? Opinions are our opinions.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Ooh, that is good stuff.
Really? Seriously? What does my opinion mean if it doesn't line up with God anyway? Opinions are our opinions.
Yes, yes.
As foretold.
I've been saying this. Our opinions are just, they're our opinions. Finally, someone who gets me.
Someone telling the truth.
If everything's come from God,
oh,
if does, he speaks
she's a truth speaker.
Tells us what we need to know. The collapsing of the bridge, does it have a meaning to it? Possibly. Obviously.
All right, note for the future version of ourselves, only watch the videos where she's in the car.
Yeah, the car videos is a real heat.
It's when she's the most unhinged.
We know things are happening. We have the solar eclipse. That has a meaning to it because God spoke that.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea what anybody else is saying about the solar eclipse. But what I have received about the solar eclipse.
Uh-oh.
All right, and I have to give credit again to Brother Michael Schneider.
Michael Schneider, he's one of the good ones.
I was going to say that last name is a little...
No, he's okay.
A little democratic, if you catch my drift. I love that she's just racist, but based it on like political lines.
What the letter A Aleph as it went across the other one that we just had. Making it the letter A Aleph, which means God. And this is a...
Do you know what the fuck A Aleph is?
Olive oil?
Stamp on America. God is claiming America, saying it belongs to him. Are we still in death mode? Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Death mode.
When that happens on that day, nice. Is everything going to change overnight? No.
No.
But we are taking back this country from the devil.
Hell yeah.
That's going to happen. But a lot of things have to play out before that happens.
Okay, so the eclipse was God claiming America as his own.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, you know.
We are still in death mode. We are still suffering. So we are still struggling.
Don't love that.
God's people are going through a lot of different things. That's why we're having this conference in Florida on the 19th and 20th of April.
Florida.
Jesus, she won't stop talking about this conference.
It's the move of the Holy Spirit. You're going to see things that you probably might not have even witnessed before.
Ooh.
Because the Holy Spirit's going to be running the show. Well, he does if you let him.
Uh-huh.
But the power and the fire are going to be there. He's going to show the people the sons of God.
Putting ayahuasca in the
lemonade. Which we are. Those that can get there, you'll be able to see it after. Those that can't make it.
We're going to trip balls.
He's going to be showing us specifically who we are and what we're going to be sharing.
I love that she's announcing the Holy Spirit as a speaker at the conference.
Well, yeah, he's going to be there doing a live set.
The Holy Spirit is headlining.
Okay. It's going to be all gearing to that. And the kingdom of God and nothing else matters and all these things that are involved. So do we know everything that's happening? No, we don't. And people can say their opinions and say, well, this is what I think it means when the bridge collapsed. And, you know, it doesn't fit the scenario.
I want to hear her opinion
but unless
on the
God
bridge collapse.
Says it,
what do you think happened?
And tells us, yes, this means that and that means this. The solar eclipse means God is stamping America. Absolutely. It's not a coincidence. It made the X, and then we find out that it came across and made the letter A Aleph. So X marks the spot, yeah.
I think she talked about this in a previous video. I believe it had to do with some sort of previous eclipse pattern, and basically, like, the lines cross, and it looks like an X.
Wow.
Which
that proves it.
Yeah, that's the evidence.
Bring back our country. Then he also put out that it's going through all these towns called Nineveh.
Yeah.
Well, what happened with Nineveh? Jonah went and told them, you have to repent, or destruction is coming and all these things are coming. But what did they do?
What did they do?
They repented.
Ooh.
That's a good
move.
So
the fact that it's going across all these towns called Nineveh.
She does a lot of rebuking. I'm more on the repent side.
Yeah.
I do a lot of repenting, not so much rebuking.
No.
It's showing us, biblically, God is showing us from the heavens. Okay, uh-huh. That we are in process of going to be repenting. God's people are repenting. The world is repenting in America. People are repenting. They're coming to the Lord. They're starting to realize who God is, who Jesus is.
Wow.
And we're starting to recognize what evil is actually doing. So we have to rebuke it in Jesus' name. Now, listen to what he says here, because this is amazing. How he just throws these things out. And I'm going to explain two things in it that he says.
Hit us with it.
Yeah. I like that she's impressed by the Lord.
Yeah.
he's actually pretty good at this.
Yeah, you know, he's got a gift for it.
Yeah, he's not so bad at this.
I get you're so done in Jesus' name.
Uh-huh.
And your demons just the same.
Ooh, God.
Your torment lie and are out of control. You influence every mole. All of you go...
Well,
all right.
Not so good on that
back
one.
Back into your holes and leave us all alone.
She likes people going back into their holes. I'm wondering where that's coming from.
Big on the hole. She's been digging a lot.
Yeah.
This is to intimidate and make people feel upset.
Because she doesn't have a bathroom in her trailer. She's shit outside.
But you are the ones who will regret.
Wipes her ass on a tree like Yogi
your
Bear.
Your eternity is to burn in hell. And you all know that very well. You can laugh. You can smirk.
What's she going to rhyme smirk with? I'm going with the jerk.
Work.
But I hate to say it, you are the jerks.
Oh, God. Damn. You know the Lord
that.
Or what?
Yeah, that was the Lord doing my, he's working through me.
And jerks means you demean and you disrespect.
Whoa, she's going to define the word.
You can smirk, but I hate to say it, you are the jerks.
Ooh,
harsh
and jerks
words.
Means you demean and you disrespect people.
Did she think
you
didn't know what that word meant?
For rejecting the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You were thrown out of heaven, and you should all be ignored.
Okay.
You continue to try to move forward, but you are froward.
What?
She writes in her accent, so she tried to rhyme what she rhymed forward with.
You were thrown out of heaven, and you should all be ignored.
Ignored. And if she said
Ford
with her usual accent, it would have worked.
Yeah.
So that the Lord speaks in whatever fucking accent Lois has.
You continue to try to move forward, but you are froward.
Which froward? Is that a word?
How would you even begin to try and spell that? Froward? Means willful and disobedient.
Joke's on me. She it was a word. Whoops.
I didn't know that was possible. I think I have pretty decent vocabulary, but every so often she hits me with like a super old-timey word.
That she'll sneak it in.
Means willfully disobedient, perverse.
She defined it for us.
She did the work.
I'm sorry, Lois. I should have given you a chance.
Deceitful and false. So you try to move forward, he says, but you are all froward. And how foolish you truly are.
I'm still not entirely sure she's saying it right.
No, she's hitting the syllables a little weird.
You overact your part in playing humanity. It's a travesty. And how foolish you look. You will never get off the hook.
Ooh.
For your fate is sealed. Hell is for real.
Got him.
That's some powerful words.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say powerful shit there. Folks, that's some powerful shit.
It's being put out there. You should send it out everywhere.
We're trying,
so
Lois.
People can see it and get saved.
We're
spreading
the gospel.
Because he's talking to the devil, he's talking to his demons, and he's talking to every human being that falls into the category of allowing demons to manipulate them and control their lives, which is many, many human beings. Anything that's against the word of God.
Disgusting hands.
Is not of God.
That's just a lifetime of fucking clenching
them. I saw a thing last night on Waco. I'm going to say this real quick.
Oh, she's watching the Waco
documentary.
It's a show
called 48 Hours, whatever, and has all kinds of court cases and things. And this one was about Waco.
Have you watched the Netflix Waco thing? There's a three-part. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
And the man that was controlling the situation there, he claimed to be Jesus.
She's talking about David Koresh, not...
Yeah.
Come back, whatever. But everything that he did was totally opposite the word of God.
Oh, David Koresh
got
it wrong.
He beat his children. Mm. He cursed. He would get behind the pulpit and just foul mouth.
Slept with everyone.
He told everybody that because he was the Lord, he was allowed to sleep with everybody.
Hell yeah.
Everybody, anybody he wanted, he could sleep with them.
That really, it is always the end point of the cult.
Yeah.
It just never is it the case that the guy who's running the whole thing doesn't sleep. He always has to have sex with everyone.
Well, the Lord demands it.
The Lord wills it.
Yeah.
Except for the ugly chicks. The Lord, he has demands, but they know their limits.
Yeah, he's not unreasonable.
Yeah. It's funny. The Lord really likes guys sleeping with like 18 to 22-year-old
women.
The
hot ones,
And sometimes younger.
Lord doesn't like fucklies.
No, the Lord wills it.
He was so evil and from the pits of hell. Totally, totally the opposite of Jesus.
He deserved
it. And yet he claimed
it.
To be Jesus. If you are involved in anything where people are doing opposite of what the word of God says, you need to run the other direction.
Yeah, don't join a cult.
Because that's how cults
advice.
Form. And I cannot understand for the life of me how human beings can actually follow somebody like that.
Is someone who's been neck deep in QAnon for 6 years saying, I can't believe these people would fall for
some
dumb shit.
Idiots.
No, anyways, Donald Trump is Jesus Christ.
You believe David Koresh is the Lord? Fucking retards.
Even though it's against God's word. It just blows my mind that anybody would follow anybody
would
like that. It's like the guy on Long Island. He did the same thing. He slept with all the women.
Oh, no.
And the husbands just let him sleep with their wives, knowing that the word of God says
they would just pass right through. There's nothing to make impact.
Do that.
Yeah, she'd survive.
Yes.
Why do we do that? Why do we bow down to evil?
Inside her head is just a hamster
That's
on
why
a wheel.
He's teaching us how to be the sons of God, meaning daughters too. He's rising us up on the earth. It's the new birth.
Ooh.
And it's all happening. And he's showing the signs in the heaven with this eclipse that's going over on April 8th. Are you going to see something instantly happen? No, because if you're looking to see something instantly happen, you're going to be very disappointed.
Well, that's good advice.
He says certain dates. It doesn't mean you're even going to see anything in the natural.
Oh, okay. I see.
But when he says something, something's actually happening. When he stamps America with that on April 8th, We're in process to getting back to the White House. We are right now in process. But we also have to play our part. We also have to pray. The prayer he gave us to pray every day. We need to be doing that every day. Put it on the table. Hang it on your refrigerator so that you don't miss saying it.
Of course.
Because it's a perfect prayer.
She's talking about the Lord's Prayer, I tell you.
Maybe.
Absolutely. Written in a poem form like he always does. Coming against evil in Jesus Yeshua's name. So we must fight the good fight of faith. But don't expect to know everything, because you're not meant to.
Why is she so, like, reasonable here?
she thought it was all going according to plan.
Yeah, until it didn't.
And if you ask, somebody could give their opinion. Okay. But unless he actually specific tells you, like, with the eclipse, I was told. I don't know what else other people are saying. I don't know if people are saying that it's God's judgment coming on America. No, it's not. No. His judgment's already here, folks. Look around.
We're in hell.
We're fucked, everyone.
It's a mess.
Her camera's moving around. I never can figure out whether she's in the car alone or if Gary's running the camera.
I think Gary's running the cam.
She just sitting 6 inches away from her while she screams in a car.
Yeah.
He's got very good camera work, though. It's very steady for
the
most part.
Yeah, he's got great steady hands.
No, that's not what it means. Because they repented in Nineveh. They repented and obeyed. So that's what it's telling us. America's coming back.
Hell yeah.
And we'll
see
it.
Nice.
Because Trump is going to get back in the White House.
We're Nineveh.
And if you still think that Trump is from the pits of hell, you really need to pray about it. You really need to pray about it. We're not putting a pastor in the White House. We're putting a president in the White House.
Amen.
And he has to stand up for all people in this country.
I don't even know how she could possibly think that someone who doesn't like Trump is watching her, though.
Well, you know, just in case.
Yeah, I guess she's got to preach the gospel. But I have a very hard time believing that her core audience is against Trump.
I doubt there's many Democrats watching.
All people. Jesus didn't condemn anybody, and we don't either.
Except for gays,
we love
trans, and immigrants.
And when you love them in Christ, that's what makes
just
them see.
10 minutes listening up.
They're a sinner, and they can come to repentance.
Puerto Ricans.
Don't forget, it's Resurrection Day on
Some
Sunday.
Some say they're American.
It's Good Friday today. It's the day he went to the cross. It's Good Friday.
Oh, that's why she's
we
so happy.
We have to be mindful
this was Good Friday.
Of what he did on that cross, giving us the ability to free us of our sins so that we could receive the Holy Spirit with the power and the fire on this earth. So I'm Lois Vogel Sharp. Gary and I love you very much.
Gay.
I'll be back when he sends me back again. And if I don't catch it before Easter, Resurrection Day, I call it Resurrection Day, have a blessed day and keep your eyes on Jesus always.
Well, thank you, Lois.
Wow.
I feel better now, you know?
We're all caught up on Lois.
She seems to be doing well.
Yeah. She's handling things really, really well.
It's all going smooth for Lois.
I wonder how many people she's going to get turned out to that conference.
I hope a lot.
Me too. I'm never quite sure how many people listen to her. Well, wait, how many views these things got? I think she's usually around 1,000.
She does all right.
She's got 6,000 followers on Rumble. That's pretty good.
Hey, look, she only needs like a very small percentage of that to show up.
3,000 views, only 5 comments, though.
You can do a lot with a few thousand people.
Yeah, it doesn't take many. I like how all the comments are also just like super lengthy and there's random fucking
I figure most
words.
Of the people who like her are a little long-winded.
Yeah. It's kind of par for the course in this space. All right, well, there you have it, folks. The Lord. Rebuke the devil.
Yeah, remember to rebuke someone today. That's the real message.
Yeah, just, you know, pick up the phone, call someone, and rebuke them.
Are you being gay again?
All right, patreon.com/hiddeninplainsightpod. We're going to watch I Survived.
Hell yeah.
I keep upping the ante. Every time, we're going to stop watching it once I can't find one worse than the one before. And I think we're getting close to the upper limit.
I mean, look, we're getting pretty high up there in terms of things going awry.
Well, what was the last one? Was
the guy's face froze off.
Yeah. Wait, was that the guy who crashed, he flipped his car into like the ravine.
Yeah.
This one is going to be significantly worse than that.
Oh, no.
All right. At Hidden Plainsight Radio on Instagram. You're at Brandon Steele Hidden on Instagram. We're at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. Saturday live stream, 6 p.m. Central. Hoodoo.
Mamba out.